Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 714. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. This week is Parshas Yisro, and as we know, in Parshas Yisro, we experience the moment of revelation when we receive from God the Ten Commandments. Now those Ten Commandments, of course, are very important. As we know, while they're very important, they're no more important than the rest of the commandments, 10 versus 603. There is no preference of the 10 over the 603. Now, the first thing is that there aren't actually 10 commandments. There are 10 dibros, there are 10 statements, 10 utterances, and if you read them closely, you actually might find more than 10 actual commandments. Different people read them somewhat differently, but altogether there are more than 10 commandments for sure. But in regard to this issue of whether or not the 10 commandments are more important than the other, we actually have a long and rich history, which actually comes out as two very different practices that we're going to see this very Shabbos. So it begins with a Mishnah in Maseches Tam in Parakeh Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah describes what happened back in the day in the Beis HaMikdash. And when they had their rudimentary Siddur, while there still was a Beis HaMikdash standing, they would have Shema and the Brachos that surround the Shema. And so the Mishnah tells us, V'hein Baruchu, they would bless, and they would say the Baruchu, as we do in the beginning of Berchos Kriya Shema, the Baruchos surrounding the Shema. And then, Karu Asara Hadvarim, they would read the 10 Dibros. They would read these 10 utterances, these 10 things that we find in Parshas Yisro, and again, we find them in Parshas Ve'eschanan. They would then read Shema, then they would read V'hayim Shema, and then they would read Vayomer. And so altogether we have what we generally know as Berachos Kriya Shema with the addition of the Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros were once part of the Shema. The Rambam says, why were they part of the Shema? So the Rambam tells us in commentary on that Mishnah, he says, Mipnei Shehin Yesod HaTziboi Utchilaso. That was the moment of revelation. That is the foundation of all commandment. As we discussed many classes ago in the class on the 613 mitzvot, it could very well be that these 10 are category headings. In some way, they are inclusive of all of the other commandments. And so they are important. They are significant. They are reenacting an important moment. But whether they're more important or the rest, that the Rambam didn't say. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura actually says something which does imply in some way they're more important. He says, Karo Asar Dvarim, the reason they would read these 10, Lefi Shehein Iker HaTorah. They're the main part of the Torah. And so whether or not either of these, Rambam or Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, understand them as being more important, it seems that some way they are more expressive, they're more critical, not in performance, but in their underlying symbolism. Now, indeed, not only did they want to do this in the Beis HaMikdash, say the Aseres HaDibros as part of their brachos surrounding Kriya Shema, or as part of the Kriya Shema itself. Remember, Kriya Shema itself is really just a selection from the Torah that we choose to read every morning. We could add selections to the Torah, and arguably that's exactly what they were doing. They were adding the Ten Commandments as one of those selections. And so the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says, Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likros Kain. They also wanted to do this outside of the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to read not only the three paragraphs that we know as Shema, but they also wanted to read the section of the Torah known as the Ten Commandments. But the Gemara tells us they didn't. Why? Ela Shekvar Bitlum Epnei Ta'arumos Haminim. But rather, what happened was, is they did away with these, the reading of the Ten Commandments, because of the complaints of the heretics. The complaints of the heretics, and the Gemara tells a few stories where in different communities they tried to establish the reading of the Ten Commandments as part of the daily prayer ritual, but they wouldn't because of the complaints of the heretics. What were these complaints of the heretics? So Rashi tells us, "Mepnei ta'arumos haminim shelo yomru la'amei ha'aretz." So these heretics would not say to those ignorant Jews that existed, "Ein shar Torah emes." The rest of the Torah isn't true. V'teidu, and I'll prove it to you that you don't really believe yourself that the rest of the Torah isn't true, and that only these 10 commandments are true. She'ein korin ela l'masha amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sham m'piv b'Sinai. And the fact that you only read these 10, and you don't read all the mitzvot as part of your prayer, all you read is these 10 mitzvot, indicates that all you really believe is in these 10 mitzvot. Now, it's a very interesting discussion. Maybe we'll get to it a different day this week about who these heretics were. Who are the heretics? Rashi declares that they are Akum. Akum means idol worshippers. Why would idol worshippers be interested in furthering the case that only the Ten Commandments were significant and that nothing else was. Why would they care? What would be in it for them? So hopefully we'll get back to that question. It's an important question and a more important answer. So Rashi tells us the reason they pulled it out is because of this impression that actually a lot of modern-day Jews have as well, which is the Ten Commandments are in some way more important or more significant than the rest of the Torah. Now the Rambam, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, in his Shutim, in his She'elot U'Tshuvot, his questions, was faced with the following question. Somebody posed the question, which really came in by way of a story. The person told him a story about there used to be a city, in this community, when they would come to the reading of the Ten Commandments in the shul, they would specifically read it sitting down. Okay, so he says, how did that happen? It happened, again, this is the questioner posing this story to the Rambam. He says, once upon a time, there wasn't so much scholarship in the city. There weren't a lot of great, knowledgeable people. And they got a rabbi who knew a lot of stuff and made a lot of gederos, a lot of fences, and tried to fix all of the things that were problematically occurring halachically in that city. And so this questioner to the Rambam reports that the minhag was, before this rabbi came, Shriyamdu Kulam Be'ez Kriyas HaDibros Be'Sefer HaTorah B'Tzibor, that when they read the Ten Commandments in public, they would read them while standing. Everybody would rise while they read the Ten Commandments. Misibas HaDibros U'Bitol Zeharav L'Zaminug, and because they were so important, and the rabbi came, and one of the first things he did, perhaps, was abolishing this minhag. V'Henig Lehem L'Yeshiv Be'ez Kriyasan U'mna'a Mila Amod, and he told them, and he tried to stop them from standing, and instead had them sit just like they sit for the rest of Torah reading. And that custom, that they should sit during the reading of the Ten Commandments, was the one that stuck. And he explains why. Why did he do this? Why did this rabbi give, what did he give as the rationale for what he had established here? So he says, Shehein Mala al Shar HaTorah, because the implication that you're making is that they're greater than the rest of Torah. And the same way that in the Mishnah in Brachos we see that although once upon a time they did this in the Beis HaMikdash, it was removed. Not only it was not allowed into the Siddur outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but it seems perhaps even in the Beis HaMikdash it was removed because of what the heretics would respond to this behavior, only including this in Birchus Kriyas Shema. So too, he says, Shechol Misha Rotza Lakum Be'ez Kriyas Sefer Torah Be'Esar Adibros Rayu Ligarbo. It's worthy of criticism. That's a terrible behavior. You shouldn't do it because the implication made is that these Ten Commandments matter and nothing else does. So the Rambam is presented with the story about this rabbi who does this in his community. And what the questioner says, what do you think? So what do you think of what this rabbi did? And says the Rambam, Hachuvihi Ashar Hinig Harav HaNiftar, Hu Haroi. What the rabbi did was entirely appropriate. It was exactly right. Ra'ayosav, ra'ayos nechonos. And his proofs are good proofs. Lefi dine anshe ho'ian. Based on investigation into this sugya. Ve'en lehosav alim. And I don't have to say another word. The guy is totally right. And he brought excellent evidence for his position. The kachay rayu lasos, and it's entirely appropriate to do this way and to stay sitting. Mikol makom sham minag la'amod tzarchum nam. And not only that, but in any place where the custom is to stand, you should stop them from standing. Because of the lack of emuna, the incorrect position of faith that it causes. That sheyesh b'torah madrigos u'miktasa mu'ulam u'miktasa, that there are different levels, and there's a hierarchy in Torah observance, and one is higher than the other. V'zeh ra'ad ma'od, and this is incredibly terrible, says the Rambam. Umin harayu listam kol ha'psachim, and we should close all avenues for this false belief, shemivin lezos ha'amuna hara, which will cause us, or cause anybody, to think in this way. And he says, oh, what about the fact that people say, shebagdad u'miktas ha'arim osos zos, that in other places there are people who do it. There are people who stand, so, you know, once there are people who stand, so what's the point in us not standing? Ein ze rei b'shem panim. He says that's a terrible proof, that's terrible evidence to bring. Lefi she'im nimtza anashim cholim. Let's say, he says, in a beautiful metaphor, he says, let's say you find sick people. Lo nachli habari me'ansheim k'di she'yushavim. We're not going to make healthy people sick so that everybody is equal. El nishtadel nimtach kol chola shenuchal. We try to heal every sick person we can. He says the position of standing during the Aseres HaDibros is wrong, and it leads to false belief in the importance of the Aseres HaDibros and as opposed to all other mitzvahs. So why do we do it? Our shul does it, most Ashkenazic shuls do it, many Sephardic shuls, in light of the Rambam, do not. So why do we stand? So Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this at length, and one of the reasons he says, first of all, the idea that we do it because we reenact it, that's nice, but it's not good enough. That's exactly the point. If we're reenacting it, why are we reenacting this and not the rest of the Torah? So he says the reason we stand is ultimately because there are other times in the Torah reading that we stand. For example, last week, Parshas B'Shalach, the parsha of the Az-Yashir. We stand in other places. So clearly there are other reasons for standing, not because things are most important, but because they are important in the moment. That's why Ashkenazim stand, and that's why it's okay. Have a great day, everyone,
and feel free to keep standing.